Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy Wednesday to all of you. Coach Jessie here, feeling much better today. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website and you will find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, top 7 health benefits of this popular berry and what it can improve for you. And me too, of course. So today, we're going to be talking about a wonderful, wonderful time in the life of berries. One specifically speaking of, and I just want to share that with you, but before I do that, let me give a little bit of background. In terms of U.S. consumption, or fruit consumption for that matter, these berries rank only second to strawberries in popularity of berries. These berries are not only popular, but also repeatedly ranked in the U.S. diet as having one of the highest antioxidant capacities among all fruits, vegetables, spices, and seasonings. They pack a powerful punch, these berries. Antioxidants are essential to optimizing health by helping to combat the free radicals that can damage cellular structures as well as DNA. And so, what is recommended is that you enjoy these berries raw, rather than relying upon them incorporated into baked desserts, you know. Once you cook them, you kind of change the complexity of it. So, raw is always best. And they provide you with the best flavor when they're raw and the greatest nutritional benefits. So as one of the few fruits native to North America, these berries have been enjoyed by Native Americans for hundreds of years. They've also enjoyed great popularity around the world in cuisines from Asia, Mediterranean. So, drum roll please, what is this wonderful berry? You probably figured it out already. It's the second most popular berry, second strawberry. Strawberries are the most popular. Blueberries, indeed, 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 it's blueberries. You probably figured that out already, right? Just by the picture on it, that's, flipping by on this page. So, blueberries, they're wonderful. They pack a powerful punch. They're loaded in antioxidants. And a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to give you the 7 benefits of these wonderful, small, but powerful berries. So now, here's what they can do for you. You're probably wondering, what can they improve? Well, here it is. After many years of research on blueberry antioxidants and their potential benefits for the nervous system and for brain health, there is exciting new evidence that blueberries can improve, drumroll please, your memory. It can improve memory. In a study involving older adults with an average age of 76 years, 12 weeks of daily blueberry consumption was enough to improve scores on 2 different tests of cognitive function, including memory. And while participants in the study consumed blueberries in the form of juice, 3/4 of a pound of blueberries were used to make each cup of juice. As participants consumed between 2 to 2.5 cups each day, and I know that's a lot of blueberries, you're probably saying, who in the world's going to eat 2 to 2.5 cups of blueberries a day? But this is according to the study. They consume between 2 to 2.5 cups each day. The participants actually received a very plentiful amount of berries, of course. And the authors of the study were encouraged by the results and suggested that blueberries might turn out to be beneficial not only for improvement of memory, but for slowing down or postponing the onset of other cognitive problems frequently associated with aging. So in other words, if you haven't already figured it out, resveratrol, wall, they say, oh, red wine. It's not the red wine. It's the grapes that make the wine. You know, and it's the antioxidants, let me put it that way. And this let me just draw a picture for you. If you've ever cut an apple or a potato and left it on your countertop for over a minute to 5 minutes or so, you come back, what happens to that cut apple or that cut potato? It becomes a little brown, you know, the white flesh. It's a little bit brown, and what that is called is oxidation. And because it has oxidized due to the exposure to the air, and of course, what happens is it's somewhat decomposing. Basically, it's becoming old, slowly but surely. You're probably saying rapidly because you know it's only a few minutes and it turns brown, but it's oxidizing. And so what these berries can do is kind of combat that, kind of change, kind of alter, kind of flip the switch, if you will, on oxidation. And that's therefore, hence, the word antioxidants, and they are full of them. So that is why they may also be associated not only with improving your memory, but with aging. You know, it's associated with, slowing down the aging process. So if you want to look a little younger, perhaps 5 to 10 years younger, you want to load up on antioxidants. Blueberries are not the only thing, but that's what we're talking about today. And because July is National Blueberry Month, celebrate Blueberry Month. Yes, indeed, July is. It's the first day of July. Wonderful to be alive. It's a major storm this morning around 4 a.m. where I was, and wow, lightning and thunder and rain and wind like crazy. But, you know, upon rising, you couldn't even tell. If you slept through it, you wouldn't be able to tell. But indeed, it was something to see. But, you know, it's July, and we're celebrating blueberries. And we would like to, or I would like to, Coach Jesse would like to encourage you to get your berries and consume them and load up on the antioxidants. And it will help you with your memory and help you with slowing down the aging process. Now, new studies make it clear that we can freeze blueberries without doing damage to their delicate anthocyanin antioxidants. There's no question about the delicate nature of many antioxidant nutrients found in blueberries. These antioxidants include many different types of anthocyanins, the colorful pigments that give many foods their wonderful shades of blue, purple, and red. So after freezing the blueberries at temperatures of 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and if you're in some other part of the world, you know, it's minus 17 Celsius or lower, 0 degrees Fahrenheit or lower for periods of time between 3 to 6 months, researchers have discovered no significant lowering of overall antioxidant capacity or anthocyanin concentrations. So in other words, you can freeze your berry and eat it too after a few months, and it still has its potent benefits in the berry, and not much alteration has been done to it at all. If you decide that you want to, you know, maybe rack up on the blueberries and can't eat them all at once, you don't want them to spoil, just throw them away, or just like throwing away money, and great nutritional value as well, freeze them. So anthocyanins studied have included malvidins, delphinidins, a whole bunch of ins, which you probably wouldn't even understand, so why continue with them? These findings are great news for anyone who grows, buys, or picks fresh berries in season and wants to enjoy them year-round. So, you know, you can pick your own blueberries, and that they're in season, and now is the season. So we know that, you know, blueberries are this month. Next month is peach season. And it goes on. That is how we're supposed to eat in the first place. Rarely would you ever find me eating a watermelon in the month of December, January. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, they're not abundant. They're not in season. You'll find lots of watermelons now. Just like berries, you'll find them in season now. And hence the cheaper prices, because they are in abundance. The farms aren't stupid. You know, these farms, they know that they've got to get rid of it. And if it's in season, hey, you're not going to jack up the price and not sell them. But because they're in season, you can kind of lower it and have them sell just as well, just as fast, and as plentiful as they are, and have everyone benefit from your harvest. So I recommend everyone go out and get yourself some blueberries. They're also great news for anyone who has restricted access to fresh blueberries but can't find them in the freezer section of the market. So, you know, you've got to pick them. You've got to get them when they're fresh. Berries in general are considered low in terms of their glycemic index. For example, GI, that's the glycemic index. GI is a common way of identifying the potential impact of a food on our blood sugar level once we've consumed and digested that food. So, for instance, what's very high in glycemic index is pasta. Very high in glycemic index. Well, in general, foods with a GI of 50 or below are considered low in terms of their glycemic index value, GI. I know it's not gastrointestinal, that's something else, but we're talking about glycemic index this time when I say GI. When compared to other berries, blueberries are not particularly low in terms of their GI. Studies show the GI for blueberries is falling somewhere between the range of 40 to 53. You know, it's not super bad. It's totally different from pasta. I'll tell you that right now. With berries like blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries repeatedly scoring closer to 30 than to 40. However, a recent study that included blueberries as a low GI fruit has found that blueberries, along with other berries, clearly had a favorable impact on blood sugar regulation in persons already diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So if you're wondering, the GI, for blueberries are over 50, I shouldn't have any because I'm diabetic. No, have your blueberries. It's very, very, very low sugar impact on your diet for anyone diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or not. Participants in the study who consumed at least 3 servings of low GI fruits per day, including blueberries, yes, indeed, they were included, saw a significant improvement in the regulation of blood sugar over a 3-month period of time. So their blood levels of glycosylated hemoglobin were used as a standard of measurement in the study. It's just great to see that blueberries provide these clear health benefits for blood sugar regulation. So don't feel like because the glycemic index is a little higher than the other berries that you can't have any. And, you know, say, I don't eat blueberries because they're, you know, it falls somewhere around 40 to 53. And all the other berries are closer to, you know, between 30 and 40. It's not a major difference. The problem is if you're diabetic and you eat lots of pastas and breads and rice, then, well, there you have it. You need to, scratch all of those foods for more substantial fruits and vegetables that will do better for your blood sugar level as opposed to spiking up your sugar index. So if you want to maximize on your antioxidant benefits from blueberries, guess what you've got to do? You've got to go organic. You just have to. A recent study directly compared to total antioxidant capacity of organically grown versus non-organically grown high bush blueberries. There are different types of blueberries, like 3 different ones, but anyway, that I know of. But with particularly speaking of the high bush blueberries, and they found that some very impressive results for the organically grown berries were way better than the non-organically grown. Organically grown blueberries turn out to have significantly higher concentrations of total phenol antioxidants and total anthocyanin antioxidants than conventionally grown blueberries, as well as significantly higher total antioxidant capacity. Numerous specific antioxidant anthocyanins were measured in the study, including all of the DINs, Dafinidins, malvidins, and petunidins. The antioxidant flavonoid quercetin was also measured. So go organic when at all possible when it comes to berries specifically, because their skin is so thin. And when these berries are sprayed with pesticides, you know, it just seeps right into the skin, right into the berry, and you're eating that. You are what you eat after all. So you want to be mindful of what you're putting into your body. So if you have to do anything at all when you get the berries, listen, opt for the organic as opposed to the non-organic berries or brands or whatever that they are selling in your local grocer or your health food store. I always recommend organic, not only for berries, but any other fruit that you have to eat the skin. Most of the nutrients are in the skin of the fruit and the vegetables, such as potatoes as a vegetable, and fruits like your apples and your grapes. The skin is very thin on the small berries as well. So once again, you want to keep all of those nutrients intact, and you want to opt for the organically grown berries. Consume those. You'll be better off. It'll be better for your health and well-being. There are many health benefits to blueberries. There's, loads of preparing and cooking them. Me, I just pop them in raw. I don't ever remember baking blueberries. If I have it, I've done it once, possibly, in a pie. But once again, you're altering the taste just a bit and the nutrients because you're cooking it. Raw is always better. But just remember that a cup of blueberries, fresh blueberries and raw, they're 84 calories, which is 148 grams. And they contain vitamin K, manganese, vitamin C, fiber, and copper. Respectively in that order when it comes to nutrients density. So on that note, I will simply go into the 7 health benefits of blueberries. And I already touched on a couple of them, but I'm going to, you know, hit them all and let you know how beneficial these tiny pieces of fruit are for your health and overall well-being. Number one, as far as the top 7 health benefits of blueberries are concerned, they combat aging. And I, you know, mentioned that at the top of the show. Antioxidants are your best friend to keep Father Time at bay. Indeed, we are going to age regardless. I mean, that's just natural. But what they do is they help reverse damage done by toxins and free radicals, and help your body defend itself against dangerous pathogens. Not only are blueberries rich in antioxidants as a whole, but they are especially rich in proanthocyanidins. And they've been observed to have additional anti-aging properties in several animal studies. But much of the research has been linked to the ability of proanthocyanidins to reverse inflammation. You want to reverse inflammation at all times. That's what helps with the aging process as well. That's the number one of chronic disease in the world, inflammation. It's at the root of most diseases, inflammation that is, and taxes the body like no other. You want to keep your inflammatory foods down to a minimum. It causes heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and almost every illness known to man. So if you want to combat aging and bring your inflammation levels down to an all-time low, eat yourself some berries, blueberries specifically we're speaking of. Here's top health benefit number 2 of blueberries. They boost the brain, and I mentioned that as well, your memory. Because they contain such a high amount of phenols, particularly gallic acid, blueberries are known as neuroprotective agents. According to researchers from Iran, this means that they can literally protect our brains from degeneration, neurotoxicity, and oxidative stress. There's that oxidative word again. just aging, pretty much. You want to age your brain. You don't want to do that. Some other foods high in gallic acid are known for their brain power as well, other than blueberries. And I'll just touch on that briefly because today's show is not about these other foods. It's about the blueberries. But if you want to know what's going to help boost your brain, well, here it is, or here they are. Blackberries, cashews, hazelnuts, mangoes, plums, strawberries, green tea, and on occasion, red wine. Don't recommend alcohol on a daily basis, but if you have to drink, or if you're going to drink any socially at any time, red wine is the way to go. Another study found that consuming more blueberries slowed cognitive decline and improved memory and motor function. The scientists in this study believe these results were due to the antioxidants in blueberries that protect the body from oxidative stress and reduce inflammation. Here's number three. They fight cancer. Blueberries fight cancer. Clinical studies have even discovered that unlike radiation and chemotherapy strategies, gallic acid-rich foods like blueberries can kill cancer without harming healthy cells. Blueberry benefits cancer primarily due to their wide range of antioxidants, with gallic acid the primary, and, I said it before, resveratrol also offering support. Here's what else blueberries can do. They can support digestion. Being a natural source of soluble and insoluble fiber, blueberries can help regulate your gastrointestinal tract by just eating a couple handfuls a day. You know, just pop them in. They're just so easy to eat. Once again, go for the organic ones. Here's what else blueberries can do. They can promote heart health. The journal Circulation published a study showing that eating strawberries and blueberries together has a super power tag team effect that actually decreases your risk of heart attack by, guess what, up to a whopping 33%. That's a lot. After conducting research with more than 93,000 women, 25 to 42 years of age, they did not observe this type of benefit in other types of antioxidants that were studied. Blueberry health benefits have also been shown to lower LDL cholesterol naturally and raise HDL cholesterol and lower blood pressure naturally. And here is the last two things that blueberries can do for you. They can benefit the skin. Blueberry extract skin care products are becoming very popular around the world. It's been reported that the wide spectrum of vitamins and minerals help restore hormone balance, which counteracts acne. That makes blueberries an excellent home remedy for acne. Also, blueberries contain resveratrol, which is proven to reduce damage from over sun exposure and can naturally darken your skin. So guess what? You don't have to sit and prune like a grape in the sun. Eat yourself some berries. Isn't that wonderful? Along with blueberry skin benefits, they have also been shown to naturally treat macular degeneration and improve your vision. And here's the final and lasting benefit of blueberries. They aid in weight loss. I know many of you would love to know that, right? Blueberries aid in weight loss. Yes, they do. Being low in calories, of course, low on the glycemic index, and high in fiber, everyone has three reasons, at least, to eat blueberries to lose weight. And according to the Mayo Clinic, because low glycemic index foods are absorbed more slowly, they stay in your digestive tract longer. This is why these foods are sometimes called slow carbs. Yeah, fruits are carbs too. And these foods may help control appetite and delay hunger cues, which can help with weight management. Balanced blood sugar also can help reduce the risk of insulin resistance. So if you're feeling a little peckish, eat some blueberries. It will keep your hunger pangs at bay. And also, because you're less hungry, you will eat less and therefore lose weight. All right, on to Wednesday's word comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion, world's bestseller. His every word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding, Proverbs 2, verse 6. It is a small wonder. The Bible has always been the world's bestseller. No other book can touch its profound wisdom, its poetic beauty, or the accuracy of its history and prophecy. Its critics, who claimed to be filled with forgery, fiction, and unfulfilled promises, are finding that the difficulties lie with themselves are not in the Bible. They're not the Bible, rather. Greater and more careful scholarship has shown that apparent contradictions were caused by incorrect translations rather than divine inconsistencies. It was man and not the Bible that needed correcting. And yet, in many homes and among so-called educated people, it has become fashionable to joke about the Bible and to regard it more as a dust catcher than as the living word of God. Too many families have used the Bible as a safe storage place for old letters and pressed flowers and have overlooked entirely the help and assurance that God intended this book to give them. God bless you all. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, have a blessed rest of your Wednesday. Goodbye and God bless you.